Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
All right, Mike's alive. Mario Lopez here back in the mix to help get you over the hump. Lots going on today. Our guest will be actor Josh Hutcherson, who's serving up some action in his latest movie. We're also going to dish out some common sense justice in Courtney's court and get to your comments. So let's keep the music going. You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Every week we put a spotlight on someone who's done a good deed. Who are we honoring today, honey?
We are honoring The Weeknd.
The artist.
Not the weekend coming up. The artist. So he's teamed up with a group here in LA called School on Wheels. He's helping 1,000 students who are experiencing homelessness by providing tutors, laptops, and internet access. He also recently donated $2.5 million to provide food to people in Gaza. So he's, you know, he's doing it.
Hey, The Weeknd, man, mad respect. Good for you. That's awesome.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here, less than 3 weeks away from the 2024 iHeart Podcast Awards presented by The Hartford.
This year, we're live at South by Southwest, Monday, March 11th, with nominees in 29 different categories. You can check out all the nominees at onwithmario.com/podcastawards.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Big news for Star Wars fans. We're getting an entire movie devoted to The Mandalorian. Yes! It's going to be called The Mandalorian and Grogu, and Jon Favreau is back to direct it. Oh, this is going to be incredible. This is date night for my son and I.
That's right, and this will be the first Star Wars film since Rise of the Skywalker ended the sequel trilogy, so I know you guys are definitely looking forward to that.
I'm excited. I'm actually really excited. I like the TV show. This is going to be great.
Is this the one that Dominic thinks has too much conversation?
No, he likes this one.
Okay.
Andor is the one with too much conversation.
That's right.
Yeah, Andor. Here, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and I finally have gotten Mrs. Lopez to start training in jiu-jitsu. Not just her, but our daughter Gia.
Whole family.
They're going to be...
Your family of fighters.
They're going to be training together. Well, here's the thing. It's an all-women's class because jiu-jitsu, very intimate, very physical. And maybe I'm a bit old school, but I'm fine with her doing that with ladies. And it's good to know. It really is the gentle art. It's a thinking person's martial arts, and it's incredible self-defense. So God forbid you're ever in a position, it's good to know you're already strong and athletic. So I think you're gonna like it. And I think it's a good bonding for you and Gia. I know you're just humoring me, but I hope you do like it.
Arguments at your house are gonna get chaotic.
I know.
Oh, that's right. We're gonna be throwing down a Casa
Lopez. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna shoot first, then I'm gonna choke him out.
There you go.
With Sonny's like strange toddler strength, he's gonna win it all.
Right. Thoughts?
You know, it's something to try. I don't like being barefoot.
What do you mean you don't like being barefoot?
Yoga socks.
No, you have to be barefoot.
Why do I have to be barefoot?
So you can grip the floor.
Everybody is barefoot. What do you mean you don't like to be barefoot?
Like, what if they're not?
You're always barefoot at the house.
Yeah, but I never like to dance barefoot.
A lot of girls do, though. I never liked that.
I never liked it. I just don't like being barefoot.
But you're barefoot on a mat. You're not barefoot on the floor. The mats are clean. So you're barefoot on the mat. Trust me, you need to be barefoot.
What if we get you some of those like foot glove shoes?
No.
That's what I want to do. Like the toes that are like the gloves.
I don't think you can wear them.
Professor Robert said, she texts me, she don't like to be barefoot. Is she just messing with me? I go, I think she's just messing with you.
And then I told him. I go, I have this thing where I'm afraid of pinky toes, and if they get close to my face.
Stupid.
But it's true. I don't like to be barefoot in classes.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Keanu Reeves is adding a new title to his resume, novelist. It's going to be called The Book of Elsewhere, about an immortal warrior's fight through the ages. Oh, look at that.
Well, hopefully he will read his own audiobook, because a lot of people get somebody different to read them. Right. But
this is The Book of Elsewhere. Okay.
What's it about?
It's most excellent. Thank you.
All right, let's get back to the music.
Oh, my God.
That was my Keanu.
I like it.
What up, Mario Lopez here. Just a few more songs, and then we're going to get to today's guest. It's Josh Hutcherson from Hunger Games fame. His latest movie is The Beekeeper with Jason Statham.
Plus, he's had big success with Five Nights at Freddy's, our son's favorite. We'll talk about all those things next.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from the new movie, The Beekeeper, actor Josh Hutcherson. Welcome to the show, man. How you been?
I've been well. How you been?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Nice to see you. Now, I know this movie isn't about bees, so what is the premise? Or is it?
It's Jason Statham ripping heads, man. It's like classic Jason just getting after it. It's a hardcore kind of revenge story. He plays what in our universe we created, it's called a beekeeper, which is basically when there are these certain entities that exist outside of government institutions, outside of any kind of institution at all, and when things kind of hit the fan, they come out and they fight for justice to protect the hive. That's why they're called beekeepers.
Oh, nice.
And my character Derek is this guy who is a piece of work, absolute crypto bro, billionaire, out of touch with reality guy, and he has this side hustle that basically scams older people out of their life savings.
Oh,
I scammed the wrong person. That activates Jason to come out of retirement and try to hunt me down.
There's people like you that exist in real life, unfortunately. So
unfortunately, there are.
Yeah. Oh, fun premise. Yeah. You've got some bold wardrobe choices in this film. Rocking snakeskin boots, leopard print shirts.
Yeah.
How's that compare to your personal fashion choices?
I mean, it's obviously very... I mean, you can see what I'm wearing now. It's very how I dress all the time. No, it's... I keep it safe, man. I keep it... A lot of neutral colors... Dark stuff, and Derek is like the polar opposite. He does literally mixing snakeskin boots with leopard print shirts, and it's a lot of golds and greens, diamond stud earring, frosted tips with like a faux hawk shape. So he's balls to the wall. And when designing the character, we kind of thought about this guy's wildly insecure, has all the money in the world, and is completely out of touch with reality. How would that person dress? And thus, you can see how Derek dresses.
I love it. I love it. Well, I got to ask you about Five Nights at Freddy's, but we got to take a little break. Hold tight. We're going to have more with Josh Hutcherson coming up.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez.
What up, Mario Lopez here. My guest is Josh Hutcherson from the new movie The Beekeeper, but also in the works, a movie called Little Mouth with Dennis Quaid. Dennis is fun, man. He's fun. Yeah. Got a lot of Dennis stories. What can you tell us about that project?
That was one, actually, we shot that last in July, maybe, or so. Yeah. July, I think. And it's a cool, it's one of those movies that you make, and then as time progresses, it becomes more relevant. It's about using AI and quantum computing to try to contact other species, extraterrestrials. Oh. And my character is kind of this bit of like a spiritual tech geek kind of guys, extremely like well-versed in the world of like quantum computing and things like that. And we build a quantum communications device to try to reach out and make contact. And Dennis Quaid plays the financier of this whole project. And David Theulis plays the mad scientist. And Isabel Furman, who worked in Hunger Games, she plays my kind of cohort sidekick scientist in that. But it's a fun one. I haven't seen it yet. They're still kind of bringing it all together. But nice. It's a cool movie.
We'll be on the lookout for that. All right, hold on, Josh. Got to play some more music. Mario Lopez here. I got Josh Hutcherson on Zoom with me. And Josh, I wanted to lead with this just because on a personal, my son, one of my sons, my 10-year-old, he is the number one Five Nights at Freddy's fan. He's seen this damn movie, I'm not exaggerating, at least 35 times. It's crazy because he watched it himself over and over and over, how kids do. Then he made every member of my family watch it. My wife, individually. Dude, he's obsessed. But were you surprised by all its success?
Yeah, man. It's I think it blew a lot of us away that were involved with making it. You know, the game, the FNAF, like,
yeah, FNAF, games, that's right.
They're absolutely rabid, and they have fan lore, and there's like so many iterations of the games, and they're diehard, they're ride or die type fans. So we knew that it would connect, you know, on that level, and then that was kind of one of the big goals, was to make something that the fans would really, it would resonate with them, and you know, a lot of Easter eggs from the game and the movie and stuff. But I think what this movie did that was the unexpected element and the hoped for element was that it would have a big crossover audience. Kind of, it's almost like an intro to horror type tone, which is very cool. And like you said, like the younger audiences can see it and it's not too scary, but it kind of opens up, because I love horror films and that genre is, I think, phenomenal. Yeah. And to find a movie, it's cracking something that people have tried to crack for a long time, which is how do you make a horror film that can engage the younger audience? Because I mean, I know that I saw a scary movie. I saw The Exorcist way too young.
And so did I. Never want to watch scary movie. Yeah, so did I. Exactly. That was it's my like intro.
It can be traumatizing. And I think that to find something that has those elements of horror, but it's not going to traumatize somebody, I think it's hard to do.
We
didn't expect this level of audience, you know, engagement.
Yo, I'm Mario Lopez talking Five Nights at Freddy's with Josh Hutcherson. And is there a sequel in the works?
They haven't confirmed anything yet. I'm very hopeful and waiting to dive back in. I mean, the thing is, the story, we base it in the world of the games, and there's so many versions of the games, and they want to find the best way to move forward. But I'm excited to get back into it. It was a fun world to play in.
That's awesome. Good for you. Hey, what's up with all the memes of you and the whistle song?
You tell me, Mario. You're more in the world of what people are doing and up to than I am. I have no idea. It came out of absolutely nowhere. I'm here for it. It's fun to be a part of something like that. It's like the new role, which is great. It was even on like the official Democrats TikTok or Instagram or something with Joe Biden like drinking a coffee cup, and I was there. It popped up. No idea, but I love it.
It's great. Total complimentary, man. Well, we really appreciate your time. Congratulations on everything. And listen, you can watch The Beekeeper in theaters now. Josh, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you, man.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. The documentary about Celine Dion has found a streaming home. It's called I Am Celine Dion. Right to the point. It's about her battle with stiff person syndrome, which has forced her to postpone her world tour. It's going to air on Amazon Prime. Should be pretty interesting. Still no premiere date, however.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Looks like Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan are headed to Splitsville.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can't rerun
Say it
that
isn't
interview.
So.
Nobody is happier than Michael Jordan, I got to tell you. They've unfollowed each other on IG and removed all the pics.
Well, they haven't updated their podcast since November, and they first started dating when the rumors started back in September of 2022. I've been watching The Real Housewives of Miami, and he's basically on every episode, and they show their podcast, and they cannot, at the time, could not be apart from each other for like 3 days. It was like torture.
Oh, gosh.
That seems problematic.
Good luck, kids. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to dish out some common sense justice. All rise. Courtney's Court is now in session. So today's case comes from at jhenley55. They say, my son and his wife visited us for the holidays. On the first morning, my daughter-in-law said she had bug bites. It happened to me maybe twice before, no big deal, but she was adamant that she moved to a hotel. I think she overreacted. What do you say?
So she woke up with bug bites and she's complaining. Are they bed bugs or bug bites? Because there's two totally different things.
That's a really good question. Let's assume they're not bed bugs.
Okay. Bug bites are bug bites. I mean, you're going to get them. So
get that repel.
Yeah. Like really? You're making a big deal over. See, this is one I can't stand, how people just let loose. Like, pick and choose your battles. Think before you speak. Is it necessary? Let the bugs have their way with you.
There you go.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario Courtney Lopez? Here, let's take a look at this year's iHeartRadio Music Awards. All right. Who do we got for best tour style?
We have Beyonce, Carrie Underwood, Doja Cat, Harry Styles, SZA, Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift, Elton John, and Madonna. A very eclectic and different group.
I'm assuming tour style is their theme, or is it the way they party on the road?
No, I think it's the overall production
of the tour itself. Yeah. Got it. Well, Taylor's going to be hard to beat for that one.
I think it's their travel style. Is it private jet? Is it bus? Is it cab?
Well, if it's that, well, Taylor's going to be hard to beat for that. As a matter of fact, your votes will determine who picks up the trophy on April 1st. You can see all the categories and nominees over at alamario.com/awards. Mario Lopez here, my wife Courtney, who's about to step into the spotlight to give us Courtney's random thought. What you got, honey?
God, I love a spotlight. Okay, why don't our bills ever go on sale, you guys? It's like, hey, pay two rents and you can get the next one half off.
On the contrary, here in LA, hey, pay two rents and it's going up next month again. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and we finally caught up on the Apple TV doc on Michael J. Fox. It's called Still, and it was great. It's only one episode. It's about an hour and 40 minutes. And I've always loved Michael J. Fox. He played one of my all-time favorite TV characters, Alex P. Keaton. And along with all kinds of great movies. Back to the Future, of course. I even loved him in American President. They didn't show that necessarily in the doc, but he's just one of my all-time favorites. And it was such a... people might go into it thinking it's going to be very sad. And obviously it has those moments, but I found it uplifting. And I thought the love story between him and his wife was so beautiful. And it made me like him and his family, and especially her, even more. Didn't you love it?
No, we know that he suffers from Parkinson's, and we know he's had it for a long time, but he tells you about when it started and how he hid it for 7 years. I mean, it's just, it really, really takes you there, but, you know, not necessarily in a depressing way, because he's come to grips with it. He's come to terms with it, and his family is just an incredible support system.
Exactly.
So you're happy for him.
That's the highlight there. So yeah, check it out if you haven't.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Katy Perry is leaving American Idol. Katy will have spent 7 seasons in the judge's chair. I can't believe she spent that much time. She was reportedly making a lot of money too, like $25 million. But she started dealing with a little controversy, and she actually got booed in front of a live audience this last season, because I think a joke she made about someone's fashion, or maybe they didn't take it as a joke, something along those lines. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or she just got busy, but I'm sure those things didn't help. She plans to head back on the road this fall. I love me some Katy Perry. I'm sure she'll be just fine. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Jeremy Renner looking to return to the Marvel Universe. He says he can do about 90% of the things he usually does on an action set. Wow, good for him.
Wow, he thinks he's about only 6 months away from complete recovery.
Whoa.
It's been 13 months since his brutal snowplow incident. So he is doing very well.
That is a miraculous comeback. Nice. You're all Mario and Courtney Lopez. Let's get to your comments. What'd you find, honey?
This is from at TP3Ann, and she said, father-daughter dance looks so much fun. Did you go to Sizzler afterwards? That was the move back in the day.
Oh, Sizzler. Shout out to Sizzler.
Are they even still around?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're out. Sizzler is like Red Lobster. On that level right there.
I think it might be a lower class.
I think it's lower class, but I do think
I like Sizzler.
No. I'm saying I don't think it's on the same level as Red Lobster, because I did see a sign once that said like all you can eat $2.99 shrimp or something.
Yeah.
And that seemed unsafe.
But
to
I
me.
Do think they still have a salad bar, which I'm a huge fan of.
Yes. But getting back to your original question, the father-daughter dance is something I always look forward to. This was our first year at a new school, and it could not have gone better. The venue was awesome. Our DJ, shout out to DJ Livia. She was fantastic. My wife did a fantastic, incredible job organizing it and putting it all together. And the highlight for me, of course, is always getting to dance with my daughter. And it was so funny because these kids were into it from the beginning. They were dancing from the first song. They did not stop. They loved it. The dads were really involved. I had so many people come up to me.
It was a different vibe from the other father-daughter dances.
It's like they really appreciated it, and they really got the moment that they get to have a special time here with their daughter one-on-one. And people even came up to you, right?
Oh, I had a dad come up to me because myself and two other moms organized this, and shout out to us. I had this one dad come up to me, and he was teary-eyed, and he said to the three of us, "I just want to thank you guys for doing this. This was my very first father-daughter dance, and I took my daughter out to dinner, you know, us getting dressed up. I really wanted tonight to be about me teaching her how a man treats a woman." And it just, he just went on and on and on, and it was just, you know, it makes you all the stress worth it.
Absolutely. But there's so much more I want to tell you. So let's take a little break. We'll come back and tell you more.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. J-Lo has announced her This Is Me Now tour. And we're sending one lucky listener and a guest to Vegas to see the show from the front row. After the concert, you'll head backstage to meet J-Lo for a little toast. And then she's going to curate a night of Vegas fun for you, including a J-Lo beauty set to get yourself ready for the date night.
All you have to do to enter is listen to this station on the iHeartRadio app, and the entry form will just pop up. Big thanks to Live Nation for hooking it up. For more info, go to iHeartRadio.com/JLo.
What up, Mario Lopez? Here in D.C. has picked up their latest Supergirl. It is actress Millie Alcock, who plays young Rhaenyra Targaryen on HBO's House of the Dragon. She'll get her own movie, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, but we could see her show up before that. Ooh, okay. She's good on that show, too. Supergirl, by the way, is the cousin of Superman, not sister or girlfriend. She most recently had a CW series that ran 6 seasons. What's up, y'all? Mario Courtney Lopez, and we were just talking about our recent father-daughter dance at our new school, always the highlight for me, and it's so funny. The taste in these kids, as far as the music, they were requesting so many different things to the DJ, and they would get played, and she'd put a cool little twist to it. But man, I see why Taylor Swift is selling those tickets the way she does. They knew every single word to every single song of the mixes. And it was just next level. That the sing-along was wow.
Not just knew the words, but lost their minds. Yeah. Like, she was there in person.
Absolutely.
<crazy. laughs>
Meanwhile, my daughter, who's like an old R&B soul, is requesting SZA, Keisha Cole, Brian. I reminds me of my sister. My daughter's just like my sister. Looks like her and has the same flavor of
very
music.
Stubborn
and
like her as well.
Stubborn like her as well.
I love you, Marisa.
And what was, I thought, a poignant moment when I was dancing to Luther Vandross's Dance with My Father Again, which is a heart warming song. I'm holding her and I'm like, gosh, I always look forward to these, Gia. This is the highlight of my year. We've only got a few more of these until you get married. To which my daughter responds, that's if you're still alive.
Oh.
I'm like, dang, Gia. Well, Dad, you're so old. I don't want to get married. I don't want to get married past 30. What are you going to be, like 70? I'm like, thanks, Gia. And I wish she was joking, but I think she was serious. But you know what? I'll take it. She can roast me all she wants. It's still made for a great night.
She keeps it real.
Real mean.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez.
All right, I am out of here. Back tomorrow with more music and fun. So let's keep the hits coming. Mario Lopez here saying salut.
On with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.